Lot. My mother's visiting here with us in Cincinnati. Well, it's really in Claremont County, Mount Carmel. And so Eleanor and Clarence came over to see her. It took a visit from my mother to get them over here. We've only been here about 3 years now. And, of course, we're very happy that they could come. Eleanor's been very ill with the flu, and there's real effort on her part to come. We appreciate it.
This is Alta Scott from Tennessee. I don't get up to see my children very often, but I feel like I'm a long ways from home when I do get up here. And I sometimes get a little homesick.
How are you doing?
But I'm really glad this afternoon that I'm here because I've had an opportunity to visit with my nephew, Clarence Albertson, and Eleanor, whom we haven't seen for a long time. And I feel like it's worth a trip just to see them. We expect to go over to Columbus to see my son, Bill. My children are all scattered, so it takes me a week to get around. I visited Johnny and Bernice over at Hebron, Kentucky this week, a couple of nights. Now Dorothy's going to take me to Columbus to see Bill and Ann and their family. And I hope that I can spend some time with them. But I want to get back home by the 1st of April. So here's Clarence.
Well, at this time, this is Clarence Albertson speaking. I brought the tape recorder over this afternoon
to visit Aunt Alta,
Dorothy, and Carolyn here. Carolyn came up, of course, with Aunt Alta. And I want to get her voice on here, too, pretty soon. So we're getting the voice of Aunt Alta here and her family here. Aunt Alta, as you know, is the last one now, last remaining of the family of my grandfather, Clark, who was born, raised in Michigan in the Civil War, and who came, was married in Michigan, and some of his family up there, including my mother, Ida Clark Albertson. They, Uncle, his grandfather Clark, he moved his family at an early age down to Boatland, Tennessee. That's where Aunt Alta was born. She is the younger of the family. Well, Aunt Alta, how many children were they in Grandfather Clark's family? Do you recall?
13.
13 of them. And how many, you remember how many were born in Michigan that came down with Grandfather Clark when he moved?
Yes, there were 12.
12 of them born in Michigan. I didn't realize that.
Yes. Alice, the one that was the baby when they came down here.
Was, oh, yes. She was the baby.
Sister Alice.
Oh, yes. And, well, then she had, see, he had 13, didn't he? 13
yes.
Children.
I was the unlucky number.
And you were the only one then, born down at Boatland.
No,
no.
Jason and a little baby that died. They
oh, yes.
Named Grant.
Grant. Oh,
yes, there was three of us born there at Boatland.
Oh, three of you born at Boatland.
In Central County.
And, see, Grandfather, he had a farm down there, didn't he, at Boatland there?
Yes, quite a large farm.
Do you recall why he moved from Michigan down there or anything about that?
Well, I can't say why he settled in that particular place, but he came down for mother's health.
Oh, for the mother's health.
Yes, she had a real bad cough, and he had always heard that the Cumberland Plateau was a healthy place.
Now, did he seem happy or contented with the farm life there down in Boatland, or
yes,
do you recall?
Yes, as well as I can remember, we left the farm when I was only about nine.
Nine, oh, yes.
Yes, but I remember a lot of things about it.
Oh, yes. You recall the life there. Well, I was very much interested in going back, thinking back over family history of both of the Albertson family and also the Clark family, of course. And that's the reason I wanted to sort of run down our the history of the Clark family here with you, because I knew that you would remember considerably about it. Well, now, let's see, who was the older of the children in Grandfather's family?
My brother Newton.
Your brother Newton.
Lived at Jamestown.
Jamestown.
He was a school teacher and a photographer.
Photographer. He lived at Jamestown, and the next in line was Uncle Luther, was it?
No, your mother.
Oh, my mother.
Aunt Ida. Albertson.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And I want to tell you here.
Sure.
What she said. They said she said this, and my father thought maybe he'd made a mistake in moving to Tennessee because they left a nice farm up there in Michigan. But she says, oh, no, you didn't. Says, I never found Andrew.
Oh.
Your daddy, you know.
That was her thought, huh?
Yes.
You never found Andrew.
She felt happy. She was always happy in her married life, and
she
just felt like it was worth it.
Yeah. Well, what is your earliest recollection, Aunt Alta, of the farm life down at Boatland there? Would you mind telling us some of the details of it, or?
I don't know. It's a little scattered. The way I remember things, but I do remember a large elm tree that we had a swing in.
Yeah.
That I liked. It was a real, they had it on a real high limb. You know what a sized tree an elm is.
Oh, yes.
I know I always enjoyed playing there. And then I often went, I was the youngest child, of course, and no sisters to play with me, and so I had to play by myself.
Oh, yes.
And I very often went out on the hillside down near the house and built playhouses with gather moss. And I can remember my father raising cane and making molasses.
Yeah.
He always, and I can remember carrying water to the other children when they were working in the fields.
Oh, carry water to them while they were working in the fields.
They'd be hoeing corn maybe, or maybe they'd be gathering corn. Or
How many acres were they in the farm?
Well, as well as I remember, there was at least 75, and there might have been more. I can't recall for sure.
He raised corn, and what else did he raise?
Well,
tobacco?
I can't remember that he raised any tobacco.
Yeah, I know he raised tobacco because...
he used it, didn't he?
Yes, he used tobacco, and that's where I first learned to use it myself.
Oh, really?
But I'll tell you about that. I didn't want to interrupt you, but... I used to go down with him, you know, from Burville, you know, and when he'd drive, they had the buckboard, and his horse. So I remember one spring after school was out, I went down to the cove with him. I forget where we stayed down there, but no, that's while he still had the farm. He came out to Burville to see us. Anyway, I think he brought Aunt Pat out, and she spent the winter with us. And going back, I went back with him for some reason, I guess, to his school was probably out. Anyway, I was playing with some of the folks out in the barn, and he had tobacco hanging up, green tobacco, you know, and it was, of course, drying. So I'd seen Grandpa chewing tobacco. So I figured I was big enough to start chewing myself. So I got a hold of some of that dried tobacco up there, and I rolled up a big wad of it in my hand, you know, and put it in my mouth, and I started chewing. Well, it wasn't long before I was so sick I could hardly walk. I didn't know where I was coming or going there. I never was so sick in my life. And I think that's about the last chew of tobacco I ever took. Well, I did chew some, too, when I was in France during World War I. But when I came back to Harriman, I met my wife, my present wife here, Eleanor there. I wasn't chewing tobacco then, but I know I told her I had chewed some, but she didn't like the idea, so I didn't chew anymore. Well, those things are all interesting. Well, now, Aunt Alta, what about the water supply there at your farm there, Boatland there? Do you remember about the water? Do you have a well what?
No, not when we lived there. They have a well there now, the people that live there, but we had to go down a little hill to a stream, and we had a spring over across the hollow that ran right out of the slate rock, and we had a trough fastened in there some way that the water ran out. And then we had, I guess in this stream, maybe the girls got wash water. I can remember very many times that the girls would go down to the to this little stream in the hollow and do the washing.
Oh, do the washing down there.
Yeah.
You'd have to carry the water up the hill.
Yes, that was to save us from carrying water up the hill. Of course, we had to do it the hard way then, anyway.
Well, I recall seeing down there a wire line that mm-hmm. was fastened at the top of that hill going down, and they would let a bucket down on a wire line with a rope, and it would fill up, and it would then you'd pull it back up. Was that,
now, that
your
was,
line?
No, that was a family that lived over on the other hill across from us.
Oh, the hill
they
across
They had a wire
from
run down there, and then they had a windlass or something that
That's
they
right.
drew it up by.
They'd pull it up by.
Uh-huh.
Yes, they'd let the bucket down. And
yes, they had it on some little pulleys.
Pulleys there. You didn't have
yes,
that.
I'll never forget that. We
yeah.
always.
Yeah.
But we always carried ours.
So you carried yours.
Is that where you went after the wire with it?
Yes.
Yeah, come over, Dorothy, where we can hear you there. Yeah, Dorothy's sitting over on the couch.
Well,
well just a little closer.
They used to tell a story on Mama when she was a little girl. They couldn't
yes.
find her
they
one
couldn't
day.
Find her? Oh, yeah.
And they went looking for her.
Yeah.
And they found her getting water, dipping water, which was all right with a dipper. But it was a strainer.
Bean dipper.
It was a bean dipper
oh,
that
bean
strained
dipper.
All the water out each
oh,
time
yeah.
she
oh.
lifted it out.
yeah.
Well, since she stole that one, I'll just tell this funny one about what I said about the little duck that got drowned, either a duck or a chicken. Someone was sick. Well, there was one missing, and somebody said they didn't know what had become of it. And, oh, I says, I guess it went down to the branch and got drowned and froze to death and died.
yeah.
yeah. Maud will remember that.
Maud will remember that, won't she?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
While we're talking about Maud, I want to say right here that I certainly appreciated the playing of the recording that Clarence brought us this afternoon of the conversation that was carried on down there at Ernest's.
Oh, yeah.
It was real nice, and the voices all sounded familiar.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, glad to play
I
it
enjoy
for
that.
You.
Yes.
Fine. Yes, those things are very enjoyable, and I certainly want to hear the tape that was made down at your place back,
uh-huh.
I believe, some years ago. What was the occasion for that? A family reunion?
When we recorded that, no, it was just the children were just down there on their vacation.
On their vacation.
It must have been the year of 59.
You had all the family
the
together
family
at
was
that time.
About all there.
About all
mm-hmm.
there, yeah.
And Bill had this recorder, and
yes.
he got a recording of Daddy's voice.
Oh, yes. Fine.
Trying to sing.
Might be able to get a copy of it sometimes. Clarence, my son, up in Chicago, he has a machine just like this one. And when he comes down, he brings it sometimes, and then it's... He has a tape that I don't have that I'd like to have. Why, we'll make a copy of it, you see. Can
mm-hmm.
run a copy off, and that way, while you have that to play then, anytime you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, Aunt Alta, you, how did you move down from Michigan, I guess, down on the Cincinnati CNO and TP Railroad, I guess? You
it
came
must
down?
Have been. I can't remember
recall.
Because I wasn't with them then.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Well, of course, I should have maybe remembered hearing them talk about it, but I can't recall.
Well, how, what was it that brought Grandfather Clark down to Boatland at that particular place?
Well, I just don't know. We've often wondered. I've heard different members of the family say they wondered. He came down to be on the plateau and then went down there, what we always called under the mountain.
That's right.
But it seemed to be a healthy place. The water seemed healthy, and we were all... Well, until the typhoid fever hit us.
Oh, yes, typhoid fever. What,
mm-hmm.
You tell us something about that?
Well, I was just a baby when that happened, but there was none of them able to carry on the work except one sister, my sister Ella.
Ella?
Yes,
oh, yes.
And my father had typhoid when he was in the Civil War,
and
so he was immune to it.
Oh, yes.
And, but there was two of the girls died in their teens. Emma and Susan.
Typhoid fever.
Yes, and they were so, Henry, my brother Henry, was so sick with it when one of them died that he didn't know.
He didn't know about the
when
death.
They couldn't tell him.
Yeah.
So it was a terrible time. The neighbors around were all scared of the disease. And so they had very little help.
They wouldn't come in to help like they do today, I
no.
guess.
They didn't have anything to kill it, you know, I mean, any... serum to
probably took it there from the water supply.
Water,
likely.
I guess.
Uh-huh. Very likely. Did you have a doctor down there at Boatland?
Yes,
or not?
There was a Dr. Chisholm.
Dr. Chisholm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I remember him very well.
Mm-hmm.
I remember riding across the river down there, the Obed River,
yes.
one time. Grand I went with someone from Grandfather Clark Farm over up to where Albert Clark lives. And I remember I rode on the back of the horse with Dr. Chisholm going over there from your place and crossing the Obed River down at the ford there. Didn't have a bridge there
then. They didn't have a bridge then.
Well, I remember the water came up, clear up on our, almost up to the saddle.
Mm-hmm.
And that horse actually had to swim a few strokes across that river, and I know I was scared to death.
Goodness.
Yeah.
I know, it was a scary time.
Yeah, we went over to Grandpa, went over, he rode a horse, and Dr. Chisholm went over, and I went over with him. It's when I was visiting down there with Grandfather Clark, and I remember that they went over there to see a sick child. I don't know who it was. Perhaps someone of the family over at Boatland there,
mm-hmm.
but it was a very sick child. And Dr. Chisholm there spent, I think, a couple of days over there, right with that child.
Mm-hmm.
They were, I think, the little boy was unconscious, and finally brought him out, and I know he finally lived, but he was very, very sick, and the doctor wouldn't leave until that boy got better.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he may have had typhoid fever, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, what about folks back down the mountain there that had... tuberculosis, or they called it consumption, I believe.
Yeah, they
back in those
it.
Days, a good many people have that, or do you recall?
I can't recall.
You don't
they
recall.
Had very much of that down there.
Yeah.
But there probably was some.
Yeah, as I recall, that same thing was true. You mentioned about folks having typhoid fever. It's hard to get anyone to come in
mm-hmm.
To help, because I remember some folks around... Burville there, who had tuberculosis. They called it consumption then.
Yes.
And anyone having consumption, or they had a consumptive patient in a home, why, everyone stayed away
shunned
from it.
Home,
shunned
yes.
it, yes. They couldn't get them to come in. They wouldn't have mm-hmm. nothing to do with them, because they knew they wouldn't live very long. And that was
mm-hmm.
very, very true.
Yes.
They'd take it, why, they wouldn't soon pass away, because they didn't know what to do, had no cure for it at all. Well, let's see how much more tape we got there, Mom.
7.5 minutes.
Yeah, Eleanor's sitting over by the tape recorder there, and...
telling my husband he talks too much.
Yeah, so you'll have to...
I'm glad he's talking a lot.
Call me down here. I don't want to talk too much. I don't want to get Aunt Alda talking too much either. I
no
have
danger.
To watch her voice there.
Yeah. Perhaps from the things you've said, I believe you remember more about the cove than I do.
Yes. Well, I remember quite a bit about it. I think I spent quite a bit of time down there.
I remember when you folks used to come down there when you were just a little toddy.
Yeah.
Still wearing dresses. You know, little
boy
used to wear dresses until they was 3 or 4 years old.
Right. Now, I can remember the time when I wore them, too.
My mother kept her eggs in
yeah.
a basket under the safe in the dining room, and I imagine you remember this, maybe. You'd get up 2 eggs in your hand, and one in each hand, and you'd say, Shella? Shella? Yeah, must he break those eggs? Oh, he wanted to so bad.
Oh, I don't remember that.
That's one joke I remember over here.
Yeah. Well, I see Carolyn over here. Maybe we can get her to tell us something here, Carolyn.
I don't know if
here.
She gets excited when she talks
well,
about
that's all right.
Telephone.
Well, listen, let me hold the recorder there. Stop mm-hmm. it, Mom.
Carolyn, I mean, what's your name?
I spell it.
All right, spell it.
C-A-R-L-I-N-E.
Caroline?
Carol.
God. And when's your birthday?
April 21st.
21st.
I'll be 50.
She'll be 50 years old. Mm-hmm. And how much money have you got in your pocketbook?
I got $10 bills.
10?
6. 6.
She's saving money for a trip. She's going,
to Jewel in California.
To see Jewel. On an airplane, too.
An airplane ride.
So she's got a little ways to go yet.
That is to be fun, to ride the plane.
She's
I'll be doctor.
Who's visiting you now?
Cousin Eleanor. All right.
That's
an Yes. That's Cincinnati.
I like to come in and see her sometime. In Lansing.
At Lansing.
Mm-hmm. I same time of year, if I'm a tenor.
Perfect attendance.
In Sunday school, you probably have to know
what... I have me a
pain. She wants to go to Sunday school tomorrow.
Oh,
and we
fine.
Have to get up extra early because we haven't been going to Sunday school.
Oh.
And I...
Yeah, where do you go to Sunday school?
Lansing.
Oh, at Lansing. Which church? The Methodist church?
Presbyterian.
Oh, Presbyterian. Oh, I thought you were a Methodist.
No.
No, Aunt Alta, your mother used to be a Methodist.
I know, anyway.
And she changed over to be a Presbyterian, did she?
Yes.
Oh, my, I can't get over that. No, if her father knew she ever joined the Presbyterian church, I don't think he'd like that. No, because he was a dyed-in-the-wool Methodist. He was a Methodist preacher.
You see, he was, but my grandpa used to go to church.
Yes.
Grandpa who?
Scott. Grandma's husband.
Grandma's husband?
Yeah.
What about Grant? She doesn't remember Grandpa Clark?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes. Well, you remember Grandpa Clark, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
He's the one that gave her the black nickel.
Yeah.
Oh, gave you a black nickel, huh?
Yes.
Well, what do you know? What'd you do with it? What'd you do with that black nickel? Did you spend it, did you, or save it?
I said you gave me back a cone of ice
cream. Cone of ice cream.
Oh, you bought some ice cream with it, did
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Strawberry.
Oh, strawberry ice cream. That's the kind you like, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. You go to Sunday school. You go to church, too, do you?
Yes.
That's fine.
But I wouldn't miss any church. You don't get a perfect attendance every Sunday.
Perfect attendance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't ever miss, yeah. do you?
No.
Well, you're going to take Dorothy to Sunday school tomorrow, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, maybe you can get her started going back to Sunday school.
Yes, yeah.
That's right. You tell her that she must go every Sunday now so she can wear that perfect attendance button.
Yes.
That's right. Well, that's fine, Carolyn. We're glad to hear your voice.
Thank you, sir.
All right.